In the spring of 2002, President Bush announced his administration's intention to increase assistance to impoverished nations by $5 billion a year. Secretary of State Colin Powell describes the so-called Millennium Challenge account as the biggest increase in U.S. foreign assistance since the Marshall Plan after World War II. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the Bush administration's initiative has yet to hand out a dime.
Across the Potomac River from the State Department, trying to distance itself from Beltway politics, is a new government corporation. The walls are still bare at the Millennium Challenge Corporation, but CEO Paul Applegarth is settling in with some 50 staffers and a $1 billion budget for this fiscal year. Applegarth says he and the corporation's board, chaired by Powell, whittled down a list of the 75 poorest nations to a group of 16 by rating the country's progress toward democracy, free speech, and free trade, among other things. He thinks the program is making an impact even before any checks get written.
We'll sit down with a head of state and they'll wave around their country rating sheet. And so, you know, they're thinking about in terms of policies where they're passing and failing, and that dialogue and what they ought to do to improve their rankings is going on in a lot of these countries, which is exactly what we're trying to do.
The countries that qualify don't automatically get U.S. aid. As Applegarth says, they get a chance to tell the U.S. their needs. He's encouraged countries to take their time to come up with proposals, and he was happy to see, for instance, Mongolians writing in internet chat rooms and joining town hall meetings to propose ways they would spend U.S. money if they get any.
Over the last decade or so, donors have driven priorities, and a lot of money has been going to health and education, perfectly legitimate. But when you start asking the countries where they're not getting assistance, what their needs are, they come up with the things that haven't been sort of the flavor of the decade from donor side, and that has a tendency to be some infrastructure stuff and some other things.
Rural road building and irrigation projects are among those on his desk now. Applegarth wouldn't say whether American companies could look forward to new lucrative contracts in Nicaragua, Honduras, or any of the more remote countries on his list, from Vanuatu to Lesotho. Congress generally makes sure U.S. foreign assistance comes back to American companies, consultants, or nonprofits. Larry Knowles of the Congressional Research Service says the Millennium Challenge Corporation could be different, though he says it's too early to tell.
I think it's part of a sort of a larger mindset for the Millennium Challenge Corporation. One of their number one strategies in designing the program and presenting legislation to Congress was to have the least amount of restrictions and conditions and requirements placed on this particular activity as opposed to other U.S. foreign assistance program.
Knowles says there's been strong bipartisan support for the idea of investing in poor countries with good governance, not simply paying off strategic partners. But he believes the program will fall far short of the $5 billion a year that was initially promised by President Bush. He says the high cost of the war in Iraq is not the only reason for this.
It's everything. It's the sluggish economic recovery. It's the equation of the tax cuts, domestic demands, requirements. All of that contributes to a very different budget picture now than we were looking at 2.5 years ago when the Millennium Challenge account idea was first put forward.
Then there's the presidential election campaign. Patrick Cronin of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says if Senator John Kerry is elected, he'd want to put his own stamp on the program, perhaps by changing the way countries are selected or backing away from the corporate nature of the program. But Cronin calls the general concept a natural bipartisan initiative, bringing Republicans into the usually Democratic area of poverty reduction and development.
I don't think we've lost that opportunity to forge a consensus that maybe changes our Foreign Assistance Act, that continues to provide more resources for development assistance. But we are on the verge of losing momentum. It is 2.5 years since the president's speech establishing a Millennium Challenge account, but not a dollar has been spent yet on the developing world through that new mechanism.
If there is political pressure to move quickly and start spending the aid, it's hard to notice at the Millennium Challenge Corporation. CEO Paul Applegarth says it will be, quote, heroic if his team can get a few aid agreements signed by the end of this year, even as the competition continues for next year's batch of eligible countries. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.